listening to The Free Life with Alexis Lior on Survival Radio Network. We showcase the best authors, lyricists, artists, and literary professionals in the world by bringing them live and direct to you every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire you to live new and live free.
Conversation with my producer just before the show started. It's so funny because sometimes you just have to go with the flow. And tonight, that's what I'm going to talk about on the free note. Again, welcome to The Free Life with Alexis Lior. I am your host, Alexis Lior. And tonight on the free note, we are going to talk about going with the flow. As some of you know, the name of my company is Flow Inc. Flow Inc., and it is Flow Inc. because I believe in the power of movement. I believe that that when you flow with something and you go with the movement, everything seems to just come together. When you have a plan, you have a vision, and you flow with the situations of life, things come together, and they have a beautiful way of orchestrating themselves, sometimes better than you could have ever imagined. And so I thought of something that I wanted to have just a creative movement, a verb. When you think about flowing, you think about a verb. You want to move. You want to go in and out. You want to bend with the times, bend and be flexible and all of that type of stuff. And so when I think flow, I think creativity. I think beauty. I think fluidity. I think about things that have the ability to conform to whatever situation that they're placed in. And so I like to think about my life in that manner as well. And what I'm encouraging you all to do this evening is go with the flow. Sometimes you just can't control every single situation that happens or everything that comes up in your life. Some things will just simply not be in your control. You won't have an opportunity to change what happened. You won't have the opportunity to change the situation at the very moment. But what you can change and what you can adjust is your perception and your attitude. Let your attitude reflect that of the movement, that of whatever is happening to you at the time, and go with the flow. Go with the fluidity of the situation and watch how everything comes together. I found that it takes more energy to not cooperate than it does to cooperate. When you decide that you're not going to cooperate with the situation, or you won't conform, or you won't bend, and you just feel like everything has to go your way, it actually takes more energy than you just going with the process, going with the flow. Now, of course, you want to make sure that that's in a proper situation. You just don't want to go through with the flow if you're in some type of danger, physical danger or emotional danger, or somebody else is in danger. But what I mean is just actually allow the situation to take you down the river. When I was a little kid, I used to go to the beach a lot. And when I was little, I learned how to swim very, very early in life. So I took a lot of swim classes. And one of the hardest swimming maneuvers is called the dead man float. And when you are doing the dead man float, you literally have to let go of all of your body's defenses and trust the water. You have to trust the water. And when you're trusting the water, you're just simply holding your head back, spreading your arms and legs out, and going with wherever the water is taking you. And surprisingly, the water supports you. So you don't sink. The only time you sink or start to sink or lose balance when you dead man float is when you start panicking, when you start moving your arms and legs around, when you move your body around and you throw off the equilibrium, and that's when you actually start to sink. But as long as you're relaxed and you're going with the flow, the water will carry you. So what I'm saying is relax. Let it go. It's okay. It's all right. I know we had some tempest in our, my producer, we were talking through some things a little early, and I started to get a little flustered. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm just going to go with the flow. So that's why you heard me chuckle when I came on the line today. It's just that everything is about a flow, and I just encourage you to go with the flow. Go with the movement. Trust the movement and understand that you can float on top of whatever type of water you face. And remember, this is your free life. So you get an opportunity to choose to go with the flow. You get an opportunity to decide, you know what, I'm going to go with this process. I'm going to trust this process, and I know in turn that the process is going to take care of me. Now, that just doesn't mean go out there and swim if you don't know how, but that means trust the process if you find yourself in a place that you are, the place that you're in. Remember also that the calmest part of a hurricane is in the eye, in the middle of it. A lot of the times we end up in situations where we can't control things, but remember, at the center of it, there can be peace if you choose peace. So I encourage you to go with the flow, choose peace as you move through your life, and then you'll have a testimony in the midst of your test. And that is your free note for this evening. Now, we are going to talk about, my guest this evening is actually a flow. She flows with her words. She flows with her movement. She is a poet by the name of Catherine the Great, and she is going to share some of her wonderful poetry with us this evening, and she's also going to talk about how she arrived at that point and what caused her to go with this poetry flow. And remember, you can always go with the flow of your life, with the flow of what's going on. And Catherine's going to talk about that in the sense of words. So we're really excited to talk to her. We'll be talking to her very, very shortly. But what we're going to do now is highlight our Survival Radio Network Business of the Week, which is J. Cole Plumbing. Where's a good plumber when you need one? If you're in the Metro Atlanta area, there is no one better who can treat you better and more fair than J. Cole Plumbing. For prompt service, timely callbacks, and quality work, do yourself a favor and give Jay a call at 404-702-8896 and tell him Survival Radio Network sent you. Now, what we're going to do is go to a quick commercial break, quick song interlude, one of my favorite tracks, and we'll be right back with more of Free Life with Alexis Lior here on Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without.
Two questions. How's your New Year's resolution going, and how can the world's leading weight loss challenge get any better? Well, the 90-Day Body by Vi Challenge is offering you a chance to join the challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. Go to 123shakes.com and find out why over 6,000 people a day are joining the 90-Day Challenge. Try on your own challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. You're going to love this, or are you going to stay with your unresolution? Go to 123shakes.com. Get your challenge on.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions. Let us create your future.
believe for yourself, or who's gonna? If you never dream for yourself, then who's gonna? How you gonna do for yourself? How you gonna? When you know you wanna prove it to yourself, so you gotta make a change, rearrange if you want it. Make it to the top, it's your shot, yeah, you got it. It's a spotlight, all for you, gotta bring it. Bring your A game, A team, cause you want it. Stand up.
Joining us this evening. Stand Up is one of my favorite songs today all the time. Feel like we need to stand up. Go with the flow today. Yeah. So we are back here on The Free Life, and we have our guest on the line, poet Catherine the Great of Augusta, Georgia. Catherine has performed her spoken word in Boston, Miami, San Francisco, and in hundreds of other venues and street corners in between. She has released 4 spoken word DVDs and has more than 120 short poems which have appeared in literary journals, magazines, and anthologies. She has 3 poetic children and a supportive husband. She suffered from writer's block for quite some time during the birth of her children, but found her way back to writing after they were born. So welcome to the line with me, Catherine the Great, poet from Augusta, Georgia.
Hello. Hi there. Alexis,
hi.
So good to be on.
Yes, definitely. Welcome to The Free Life. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. How are you?
Great. I thought I was going to fall over. You were talking about the flow and verbs and movement, and that's what I want to talk about. I talk about that all the time, so you just floored me.
Wonderful. Look at that. Look at that. That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about the flow. And I know that you are a poet, and poets have to be extremely flexible and be able to move with their words. So tell us a little bit about how you flow with your words in the use of your poetry.
Well, I believe there's freedom in writing. And I know you're talking about the free life and how to help people understand their freedom. And the freedom that I think comes from writing is in 2 ways. One is that you analyze yourself. And I think the more people who do that, the better we are in society. And the other way is to empathize with others, to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and to write about them. And then that's how you feel your own gratitude for the position that you're in. So, yes, I believe in freedom in writing in so many different ways. And I could go on forever. Let me not hog this. You go. Go ahead.
No. This is your. I'm on this show every week, so I'm only the host.
Well, you have a beautiful
fan base. So definitely take your time.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think that freedom is won. Sometimes it's earned. It comes through struggle, and you have to work hard to get that freedom. And when it comes to writing, there's freedom in form, in the sense that struggle is the working and the editing and the continually thinking about what you want to say, but also in content. There's the struggle comes from the movement and verbs. And I really, you build me as tell everybody something that will help them as writers. And I believe in being a teacher. My writing is not just for me. It's to encourage other people. And so verbs are something that I would very much recommend to people because that's how you move the poem from A to B. You go somewhere with it.
Right. I like that. I like that. So you move the poem from A to B. So tell us a little bit about your content. What inspires you to write poetry? Tell us about that.
Oh, wow. Well, I just looked up I looked up the number of poems I have, and I have about 500, and I'm trying to analyze them as their own poetic work, because then I start realizing what I'm saying throughout mm-hmm. all of these poems. So some of the things I talk about are the struggle with the self in terms of who do I want to be, and that struggle between I appreciate who I am right now and also who I want to be in the future. And mm-hmm. I think that that's a struggle that people have, that good
right.
people have. They want to become better. And I want to encourage
right.
other people in that, too. And I hope to be a professor. I'm going to grad school very soon, and I hope to be a professor
oh, wow.
at Augustus Payne College. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you're saying you appreciate, and I like what you said about appreciating who you are now, but looking
yeah.
forward to who you'll be in the future. That is so powerful because a lot of people devalue themselves. I had a conversation
mm-hmm.
with one of my favorite life coaches last week about that very thing as it pertains to some personal things that were going on with me. And we really discovered that sometimes I devalue myself. So with you discovering where you are and appreciating where you are at this moment, how can you do that without jumping too far ahead and worrying about what you'll be in the future?
Well, I think by telling yourself the truth, By like you, if you need to say something about yourself that you don't want anyone else to see, I recommend you write it on your heart. You tell yourself the truth about who you are and where you are. And of course, we know as people that perfection is not the standard, but just becoming better and better every day
right.
is the standard. So telling yourself the truth about where you are and then analyzing
right.
that. And I think that's so good for people when they're trying to think of what to write about.
Right, right. And then understanding, like you said, that the progression is not perfection. The point is the progression. The point is
yes.
never perfection. Because if we strive for that, we'll always feel like we're falling short. But if we
Absolutely.
Strive to progress, then we'll be able to move forward successfully in our lives and get better in the process.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Cool. I like that. So, yeah, I definitely agree. This going with the flow thing is so very important. And like I said, my producer and I were having a conversation, and there was some things she was like, well, don't forget this and don't forget that. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go with the flow.
Yes. Yes. And keep your eye on the prize because you can fall.
Exactly.
That's when you fall in. We take your eyes off good.
Exactly, exactly. So tell us a little bit, when you started, when did you start writing poetry?
Well, my mother homeschooled me, and so I was writing really young. And anyone, and I believe there's so many poets out there, but so many of them will tell you, oh, I started as a child. And, and so I had on and off breaks. Like in college, I wrote a lot. It really helped me get through some situations. I really felt like I had written poems, and when they were done, I was healed. So I believe in that.
Wow.
But, yeah, there were times when I stopped and times when I was able to get back on it. So from 07 on, I've been able to be – that's what I am, is a poet now. If you ask what
wow.
I am, that's what I am.
Right, right. So when you came to embrace who you were, how do you feel like that impacted your life?
Wow. Well, as a mom of young children, it's easy to not be sure what you're doing with yourself. You know, I had a college degree, but I was doing what I felt was right, which was to give my entire self to my children. And I was I'm blessed to be able to do that. I'm blessed that I haven't had to go out and work. But having an identity of my own has made all the difference. And I believe that if you write a poem, if you write poetry, you're a poet. And so I want more people to embrace that identity for themselves.
Okay. Nice. I like that. And I am not a mother personally, but I feel like, you know, I hear a lot of mothers say, oh, I just gave so much of my life to my children.
Yeah.
I gave so much of my time to raising my children. And so how do you find that balance between raising your children and really finding and discovering more about who you are?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, now that my children are older, my youngest is 8, I have the more freedom to be able to think thoughts that are, you know, beyond just what we're eating for today. And
right.
Yeah, my goodness. And now that they're older, I have been, my being a poet has rubbed off on them. So my two older children have gotten on stage with me in Atlanta and in Augusta. Yeah.
Wow.
And
wow.
And then my little one, he's my little beatboxer. So it's rubbed off on them. Yes, indeed. Oh. He'll dance anywhere.
That is funny. That is funny. So you allow them to get involved, which is interesting and very good, because I know children definitely have their own creative flow, and they are very good at being a creative mind and being unrestricted in their creativity. That is beautiful.
Absolutely.
That is beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
I told Clark today. You're welcome. I told Clark today. He sent me an email and he was asking me some questions.
Oh.
So how long is the interview going to be? Because you had asked him that question. And I said, well, we'll be on the line for most of the hour like that. And he goes, I said, we'll probably be beatboxing.
Nice.
Conversation. So we might have to rely on your little baby son here to help us out across the board. So we'll see what happens.
Cool.
We will see what happens. So what I want to do really is just talk about really how did you get your poetry out there? Because I find that a lot of people, they have their creative energy, and they want to get their work to reach further. They want their work to go out and really go before them. So tell us a little bit about how you were able to get your work out there, how you were just able to further promote your work to other audiences.
Okay, that's a great question. I believe in this information, so I'm glad I can say it. We all know that there's two parts of really doing anything, and one is God-given desire, and also the work you put into it. And I think that if you're given a desire, you're also given some of the tools you need already. You're born with them, and that's why
Right.
God gives us our desires. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And but in terms of working hard, I believe in reading other people's poetry, just reading everything I can. And I will write notes in the margins of my poetry books, and I'll find that, you know, that I can take one line from a poem from one of my heroes and elaborate on it. And I'm having a great time doing that. So I recommend to people, after they're reading, they're writing, but also that they don't forget to sharpen their skills. So many people say to me, oh, that's just how I write. And there's specific skills, like we mentioned before, verbs. Verbs
mm-hmm.
are so important. And so I recommend to everyone that they not be so, so locked into, well, this is my style, because your style is beautiful, and that's very important, but also sharpening the skills that come with it. And then there are databases
right.
for where you can get your where you can get your poetry published. And
right.
that's called the small presses. And I recommend people reading what's being published and then submit their own stuff. And
okay.
I have some information on my fan page that can explain all that stuff in detail.
Okay, and that's your fan page on Facebook, is that
that's
correct?
That's right. Yes, it's
okay,
just Catherine
wonderful.
The Great Augusta.
Okay. All right, wonderful.
Yes.
What we'll do is we will get that information up
terrific.
On the Free Life page so people can actually find that. So in your pursuit of moving forward, and you gave some real technical but yet practical information about sharpening your skills, and like you said, people want to embrace their style, and that's good, but your style
yeah.
can always be better.
Yes.
You can always perfect your style to the point where it becomes a life of its own, but it's also very, very good. Very good.
Mm.
So style does not have to be sloppy, ladies and gentlemen. Just because you're going with the flow does not
yes.
mean very sloppy. Because people don't like to listen to sloppy stuff.
There you go. And we all get better over time. And so I just continue to get better.
Right, right. Continue to grow in your craft. That's the only way you can flow. You cannot flow if you're not moving. Those are complete oxymorons.
I love it. Yes.
Yes. You cannot flow if you are not moving. So please continue to move and progress in your craft, your profession, whatever you're doing. Continue to go with the flow. And I love that. I really like that. I might have to put that up somewhere. You can go with that.
Yes.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a commercial break, play a little interlude, and then we will be back. And what I would like you to do when we come back is to actually read some of your poetry if you can. Share it with us if you can. So
yes,
we really enjoy that. That would be awesome. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and we will be right back with more of The Free Life with Alexis Lior and Catherine the Great of Augusta here on Survival Radio Network on The Free Life.
Cake Cafe Atlanta, where desserts are created and you taste love. Looking to fill your sweet tooth? Do you have a special event or occasion you're planning? Give Cake Cafe Atlanta a call. Located at 368 Candler Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30317. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 7 p.m. You can get the best in pies, cakes, cobblers, coffee, brownies, specialty popcorn, and more. Visit their website at www.cakecafeatlanta.com or give them a call at 404-284-0106. That's 404-284-0106. Call Cake Cafe Atlanta today.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions, let us create your future.
Awesome. Welcome back to The Free Life with Alexis Lior. Thank you so much for joining us. We are having a phenomenal hour talking with Catherine the Great, a poet from Augusta, Georgia. She's just actually just going with the flow, and it's a really, really great conversation that we're having here. I want to give a quick shout to one of our sponsors, Funky Flair Boutique. Funky Flair Boutique is located at 3020 Canton Road, which is in Marietta, Georgia. And it is owned by a good friend of mine, Keisha Denise. This week, Keisha is, and Funky Flair Boutique is actually starting a birthday club. Yay! You love stuff for your birthday. You should never have a birthday without a present. So if you email funky_flair_boutique, which is funky_flair_boutique, at yahoo.com, email her, email Funky Flair your birthday and also your name so you can be signed up for a really cool gift. And trust me, the stuff at Funky Flair Boutique is extra super duper cute and adorable and affordable. So again, visit Funky Flair Boutique at 3020 Canton Road, 20 minutes north of Cumberland Mall in Marietta, Georgia. Okay. Funky Flair Boutique, go check it out. Now, we are back with Catherine the Great. Are you still on the line with us, Catherine?
I am, yes.
Awesome, great. So we said when we came back, what we wanted to do was have you share a few of your poetry pieces and just give us a synopsis, I guess, either before or after, about what inspired that particular piece and why you want to read that to the listeners here on The Free Life tonight.
Okay, great. Yes, okay, well, I wanted to start out with this one because I started writing it in college, so that was about 18 years ago. I know, a long time ago. It took me some time. I had to actually sit on it and grow and live and get more musicality in my veins in order to understand how to finish this poem. So don't fret if it takes you that many years to write a poem. But I'm proud of it. So, all right, this is Resolution. You, sterile survivor, once hid my beauty in your power, but now I see you pretend to be whole. And you, stone statue with an eroded smile, can only pretend you're content. And you puddle like a tide pool on my island, but once I sunk like a pebble into your depths. I was blind then, hanging over death, reaching for your salvation, but you were a vine of thorns. You scraped me. Blood flowed down. Down I fell. My bleeding hands held my face. But the crash resolved me and replaced all my fear with strength. Now you will churn in my storm. I will drag you down and spit you back up. You will drown in your guilt invisibly. My water, it shakes with fury. And one day again, I'll grow souls in my soil. I will nurture the roots of humanity. And you, just a pile of dried up seeds. And you, just a puddle of stranded sea, will go back to the earth silently. Or fizzle like steam in the street at dawn. You are a vapor, dissolving, gone. Yay.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, if I had a tambourine, I'd shake it.
Yeah, I can hear it in my head. I love that.
I shake it. I would. That was very nice. And
thank
I
you.
Like your voice inflection. Like your voice is very soothing. It's very, it inflects and it goes up and it goes down. And that's definitely a good quality of a poet.
Thank
to tell
you.
A story with the words. I like that. Yay.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I do. I'll have you read another one in a moment if you
okay.
have a moment.
Yes.
But I wanted to talk about your DVDs. And I know that you have released 4 spoken word DVDs. So
yes.
tell us a little bit about how you produce those and where people can actually find them.
Okay. Well, I let's see. I wanted to visually explain what I was doing. Instead of just instead of making a CD where you hear what I'm doing, I wanted to show
right.
you what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
By the time I got to my fourth, I told a story with my fourth DVD, and I just made sure it was very cohesive and you could really get from one side to the other and learn, you know, and really think about what I'm trying to say. And I've had such great success with those DVDs. People just love to see what I'm doing. I put out my first
right.
3 DVDs in 1 year because I had so
oh,
much material.
Wow. You were
yeah.
moving.
So now I'm doing them at about 1 a year. So now I'm a little
okay.
slower. That's good.
Okay.
Yes, and you can
okay.
get them by just on my fan page on Facebook. So just
okay.
Cass and the Great Augusta.
All right. That's awesome. So with the DVDs, are you the only poet on the DVDs, or are there other poets as well?
Yeah, no, it's just me. Just my Catherine
okay.
the Great. I can do everything I want to do on it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's yours. You can go with the flow. It's your DVD.
There
so that's
you
awesome. Yay. So, yeah, and we're coming into a much more visual society. We want to see pictures of everything.
Yeah.
So DVDs are definitely a wonderful idea. And I'd like to say that you're very creative in terms of using different venues and platforms. And you've done mm-hmm. your poems have been in different magazines and journals and contests.
Yeah.
And you're doing DVDs. And so everything just seems very, very full and creative and well-rounded and balanced, which is very, very cool.
Thank
very,
you.
Very, very cool.
Yeah,
right.
I have to say that the people in Augusta are where I really trained me. So I'm really,
okay.
I'm just blessed for my city.
That's good. So you have a pretty good support in Augusta.
I do. And all around the area, Atlanta and all the above.
Oh, yay. That's great.
Yes.
That's great. Well, you definitely have to let us know when you are in the Atlanta area so we can
yes.
promote that and come out and check out some of your poetry and your performance. So what I want to do also, and I really forget to do this every week, and it's not great, but you can call into the show. If you're listening to the show and you want to call in and talk to Catherine the Great, or you have a question or a comment, please give us a call at 917-932-1078. Again, the number is 917-932-1078. 1078, press option number 1, and you will be connected directly to us. So you can call in anytime during the hour, share your comment, share your question, or if you have a poem, share it. We'll listen.
Yeah.
So anybody can call in and speak to us here on the show. So I wanted to have you ask you request if you could read one more poem for us.
Yes, that sounds great. Well, we were talking earlier about going through a process when you write a poem. And when I wrote this poem, I started out with a really good title that seemed to say one thing. But when I got to the end, I began to understand my material. And it's about my mother. And I felt like I understood her more once I was done writing it. And maybe it kind of freed my soul from the chains of why. Why
okay.
were this way? Yes. Okay. This is, I love you, Catherine, but I don't like you.
Okay.
Yeah. Mother, your words sounded fair at the time, but they hung like ghosts in the air, like Dad's work shirts filed headless on the basement line. I'd watch for larks out the window at lunch, after buttoning all those shoulders onto hangers in the breezeless dark. Blocks of garages line the back alley as the winter sky at noon froze into stone like the face of the moon. Icy hands through vents forced me into sweaters, tucked me down into empty naps. Mother, were you happy at home, homeschooling me as you drowned in depression's relentless sea? And when I'd curl, 5 o'clock groggy in the vinyl recliner, you'd vacuum the house aroused to talk show applause. Still the silence of afternoon wrapped its fists at your throat, like rope waiting in the coat closet to tie off your suffering, your hope only in heaven, but without you, Mom, the engine of home would grind still. Eyes lost in the driveway for Daddy to come. The dust glowing gold in the afternoon sun.
Yay, tambourine. Tambourines and finger snaps.
Yes, I love it.
So when you say that poem freed you, like how did the words actually make you heal you in your process?
Mm.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah, I realized that the reason I was feeling depression at home was because of her perspective, which was that she was handling depression in a time when, you know, there weren't treatments the same way there are now. And so she just struggled with that, and that's why there was just this cloud of gloom over the house. But at the same time, I don't think I'm disrespecting my mother in the sense that it humanizes her. You know, there's a reason for things, and she struggled well to, you know, keep the house clean and keep us fed and to put us down for naps. And she struggled and survived it. So I'm proud of her.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So when you, as you write and as you produce more poetry, and do you feel like it's almost like a release of your soul, like you're allowing things to just, you're allowing yourself to heal in your process?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel like I can't not write. I can't not do it. And even if not everything can be shown to the general public, it still has to be written out, and it might be shown at some point. I might have to die before everyone can read everything, but I think that's how a lot of poets feel.
Right. I'm actually working on something too that I'm like, don't release it until I'm gone. Okay, here you go.
Yeah. But
somebody
you still
else
have to write it.
This.
It's a courageous thing to still write it. I think that's
exactly
a good thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Writing definitely is an opportunity for you to just get it out. Get it out.
So
even if other people never see it, it's still okay for you to write it down. Write it down. I've been doing that my entire life. I think before I even realized how to do what I was doing. So, yeah, it's important to just write. And you never know. Your story is always yet to be told, and somebody wants to hear it.
Yeah.
So I think just listening to stories and being able to get that out and get it off your chest is definitely the way to go. Well, we're queuing up a couple of more commercials and a song at the moment, and then we will, once we get that queued up, we'll go to commercial, play a quick interlude, and then we'll come back and conclude our interview. Is there anybody you want to say hello to, anybody listening in Augusta that you want to talk to or say something to right now?
Oh, goodness. Well, I love all of Augusta. Let me shout out real fast Justin Booth, Sketch and Sketch from England, and some people from Birmingham. So I'm real excited.
Wonderful.
For everybody.
Yay. And again, you can call us, talk to us, 917-932-1078. People can always do that. Okay, so we are going to go to quick commercial, and we'll be back in just a moment. More with Catherine the Great, who's hanging out with me here on The Free Life this evening on Survival Radio Network.
Hey, ladies, is your hair as fabulous as you are? If it's not, go to 1-800-WEAVE.com. We are the number one source for Brazilian, Peruvian, and Malaysian virgin hair in various patterns, from curly to wavy to straight and more. This hair is top grade. It won't shed, tangle, and you can color, heat style, and wash it however you please. We've got free shipping and quick delivery available. Who are we again? 1-800-WEAVE.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
A small, inexpensive plumbing problem can quickly become a large, costly issue if not addressed now. Allow Jayco Plumbing to provide you with expert service.
On time, every time.
Give Jayco Plumbing a call at 404-702-8896 for your free estimate. Call 404-702-8896 today.
Pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain. When
Welcome back to The Free Life with Alexis Lior. Thank you so much for joining us. We are back here on The Free Life with Alexis Lior. Oh, I love that song. About freedom, living life, doing the best you can, being creative. And we are back on the line with Catherine the Great of Augusta, Georgia, joining us again as we wrap up this hour here on The Free Life. Welcome back, Catherine.
Yes, thank you.
So tell us about, we talked about flow and we talked about freedom earlier a few minutes ago, and as we started to close out our hour, how do you think most people can embrace their freedom?
Wow. Well, I think that I mentioned this earlier, that if you put yourself in somebody else's shoes, it strengthens your own gratitude for where you are. And so we talk about writing about ourselves and analyzing ourselves, and I think that is a very good thing. But also, there's so much more material that you can add to that when you write about other people and where they are. So I wrote a poem about this woman in California who's in prison for life, and I wanted to wrap my head around what that was like. And people said, oh, I don't want to read that if it was actually written by this murderer. And, you know, I would want to read it because I thought it was a good poem.
Right.
Yes, but putting myself in her shoes, if we all do that, we will understand, we will be more able to understand where people are coming from.
Right. Wow. I like that. And I think, just like you said, being empathetic and really understanding instead of sympathetic and really just start to live or understand where they're coming from, that changes the perspective a lot.
Yeah, a whole lot.
So tell us what's next for you, Catherine the Great. What do you have going on? What are you going to be doing next?
Wow. Well, I am also this summer. I'm hosting a show in Augusta. It's Mad Studios, and of course, all the information is on my fan page. I'm bringing people in from other cities, from all over. As far as Detroit, we have Birmingham. We have all over the place. So I love bringing people through Augusta, and they stay at my house, and they're
good
to my children. Yes.
Nice.
And it's about time for me to do my next DVD. So I'm starting to put together the poems for that. So I'm excited about that. Yes.
That's really awesome. Well, much respect to you. I know it will turn out phenomenally. So tell everybody where you're welcome. So tell everyone where they can keep in touch with you, how they can find you on social media. I know you spoke about your fan page on Facebook. So just tell everyone where they can actually find you.
Okay. Well, everything is if you just Google Catherine the Great Augusta, and there's my YouTube, and then the fan page will link you up to my Facebook. But it's a Facebook fan page, and so everything is just Google it. Catherine the Great Augusta. That's all of me. And there's also about 20 pages on Google of poems that have been published in online literary journals. So you can read my stuff, too. Yeah.
Very nice. Wow, that's awesome. That's really great. That's a way to put it out there, put it all the way out there.
Yes.
Well, I definitely want to thank you so graciously for joining us this evening. You hung in there the entire hour just about, and it's been awesome speaking to you and connecting with you. Awesome.
Yes, my honor. Yes. The pleasure is mine, so thank you.
No doubt at all. And so what I'll do is I'll make sure to post the information on the your Facebook link on the Free Life fan page this evening so that everyone will have access. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us, Catherine the Great of Augusta.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Yes, it's
no
so good
problem.
To talk to you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this hour on The Free Life. We have a couple of announcements before we go this evening. Again, like you heard earlier, one of our newest sponsors, 1-800-WEAVE.com, which is your number one source for Brazilian, Peruvian, and Malaysian virgin hair. You can call them at 1-800-WEAVE.com or visit them online at 1-800-WEAVE.com. So visit them, newest sponsor of Survival Radio Network. I also want to give a big shout to another sponsor that we have, who is E2E Systems. And E2E is a company that is dedicated to efficiency and getting it done. The company also represents the book, Why Didn't You Get It Done?, which is written by Barrett Matthews. And Barrett Matthews can be reached at 301-326-9919 or online at www.e2esystems.com. And let me tell you very quickly about Why Didn't You Get It Done? That book has rocked my world, let me tell you. I mean, if you are a procrastinator or if you have problems getting things done on time, that book is like a swift kick in the pants, in a good way. No, it will kick you in the pants and really get you thinking about why you aren't moving forward and really embracing the next level of your efficiency. And it'll also help you to stop making excuses about things, because sometimes we just make excuses for stuff that makes absolutely no sense. So what we want to do is not make excuses and read Why Didn't You Get It Done by Barrett Matthews. Again, the contact number if you're interested in ordering a copy of that book is 301-326-9919, or you can go online at www.e2esystems.com. We are going to go to another quick little interlude. We like music this hour. Catherine the Great has blessed us with some awesome words. So we're going to go to a quick music interlude. I'm going to come back with a few more announcements, and then we will wrap the Free Life with Alexis Lior for July the 9th. We are down to the end of another powerful hour here on the Survival Radio Network. We have discussed freedom. We've discussed flowing with words. We've discussed the beauty of words this evening. it's been awesome. And I really enjoyed this hour and the fact that we just went with the flow, literally. And I'm so, so glad that we had an opportunity to share the flow of the free life with you this evening. Very quickly, on Saturday, July the 13th at 11 o'clock a.m. here in Atlanta, Georgia, join Stacey J for the 4040 Fit Club. On Saturday, they're doing a special edition, which will be the dance edition, oh my goodness, where they're going to go into a full body makeover and do a dance edition of this wonderful fitness program. It is growing like crazy, and it's doing really awesome things. And they will be holding this event over at White Diamond Consulting, which you can Google online. It's located in Atlanta off of Howell Mill, off of Northside Drive on Anton Street. Excellent little location, and it's going to be an opportunity for you to get fit and for you to dance as well. Registration for this week is only $10, down from $15. So this will be a full body workout where you can actually explore your dance moves, get your groove on, and exercise at the same time. And that's the 4040 Fit Club with Stacey J taking place on Saturday, July the 13th at 11 a.m. Also, the Survival Radio Network family will be doing a live remote event live from It's Poppin', which is located in Duquette in Buckhead, the Buckhead area. I'm going to give you that address in just a moment. What we're encouraging you to do is to come by and check us out. We are going to be ready to rock and roll and to meet you on Saturday between the hours of 12 and 2 o'clock. We will be broadcasting live from It's Poppin', which is a part of the Cake Cafe, one of our lovely sponsors here on Survival Radio Network. And the location is 3165 Peachtree Road, and they can be reached at 404-254-2377. And again, the Survival Radio Network family, Clark Garrison, myself, Brian Jupert, who's coming up in just a moment, William of the Village Creative Radio Show, and a couple of our wonderful live remote members, family members, will be joining us there 12 o'clock at It's Poppin' over at 3165 Peachtree Road. So come on by, check us out, and get some desserts at the same time. So come on out and see us, and yeah, we'll be there on Saturday. Join us. If you have an announcement please that you would like to broadcast here on The Free Life, feel free to email us at info@thefreelife.biz. That's all one word, thefreelife.biz, and we will get your announcement on the air every single week. Well, at least for 1 week. We'll get it online. We'll get it here on for you. And then also, if you'd like to become a sponsor of The Free Life or of Survival Radio Network, email us at info@thefreelife.biz, and we'll be more than glad to give you all of the information about becoming an official partner and sponsor with Survival Radio Network. Again, thank you again for joining us. We're at the end of another Floetic Hour on The Free Life. And until next Tuesday, live new, live free. Thank you again for joining us. Have a great evening, ladies and gentlemen.